Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Filepile and all the ships at sea. It's time for Filepile Radio News with your weekend anchor, Afay.
Good morning, I'm Afay, and here are today's top headlines.
Dateline, Athens, Greece. Olympic athletes just do it. Thousands of free condoms have been snapped up by athletes and officials staying in the Olympic Village, Greece's best-selling daily Tane reported. About 15,000 packets of condoms have been distributed for free by the village's health clinic since the camp opened in early August. The daily disposal rate is about 1,000 condoms a day. Athletes take their little boxes with no inhibition as part of a natural process, the report says. The condom manufacturing company had donated around 130,000 packets to cover the athletes' needs. I don't believe the athletes actually use them. They just take them because they're distributed for free from the two automatic vending machines outside, a pharmacy employee told us. The village hosts some 16,000 athletes and officials. Dateline, London. Love could not conquer all for a rare 10-year-old Komodo dragon who plunged to her death at London Zoo after she scaled a dividing wall to reach her mate. 6-foot-long Nina died from internal bleeding after she fell trying to reach Raja, who was still in good health and on display, a zoo spokesman said on Saturday. Immediate measures have been put in place to prevent a similar incident happening, and we are carrying out a thorough investigation into what occurred, London Zoo's curator David Field said in a statement. The Komodo dragon is the largest flesh-eating lizard in the world and is found only in the wild on 4 small Indonesian islands. They number about 5,000 worldwide. Nina arrived at the zoo last month, and the staff hoped she and Roger would mate and become a major attraction. The dragons were being held in adjacent cages separated by an 8-foot-high wall with a gap at the top so they could gradually become accustomed to each other. That's very sad. Dateline, Kansas City, Missouri. Cops have been disciplined for tasering a grandmother. Police said Friday two officers have been disciplined and department policy changed following an investigation into the officer's use of a taser when arresting a 66-year-old grandmother who honked her car horn at a police cruiser. Louise Jones was arrested in June on charges of misuse of a car horn on a city street, resisting arrest, and intentionally inflicting bodily harm on an officer. Her husband, Fred Jones, 74, was also arrested and charged with interfering with an arrest. Police said Louise Jones tussled with officers when they tried to give her a ticket for honking the horn. One of the officers used the taser, which is capable of issuing a 50,000-volt shock, to stun her. The officer said Fred Jones then came downstairs and jumped on one of the officer's backs. Louise Jones said she pulled away from the police when one of the officers grabbed her arm, and her husband said one of the officers had his knee on his wife's chest. As a result of the internal investigation, the department has increased the threshold for when a taser use is appropriate, and now requires a field commander to look into each taser deployment. Police also have developed a task force made up of community members and department personnel to look into the department's current taser use policies. This was an unfortunate incident that I believe could have been avoided if there had been a less confrontational environment, said Chief Richard Easley in a statement. Officers of this department, however, are held to a very high standard in their professional conduct, regardless of the conduct of other persons. Police said the investigation was delayed because Louise Jones and other witnesses declined to be interviewed by investigators, though the department did review affidavits from Jones and the witnesses that were submitted by her attorney. Police said the officers involved did cooperate in the investigation. The statement didn't indicate how the officers were disciplined. Dateline, Washington, D.C. Senator Ted Kennedy, the archetypal liberal Democrat from Massachusetts, is often called names by Republicans, but until this year he had never been viewed as a threat to U.S. air travel. Kennedy, one of the most recognizable figures in American politics, told a Senate committee hearing on Thursday he had been blocked several times from boarding commercial airline flights because his name was on a no-fly list intended to exclude potential terrorists. The Senate Judiciary Committee heard Kennedy was eventually allowed on the flights, but it took numerous calls to the Department of Homeland Security to clear up the mistake and get his name off the list. Noting it had taken him weeks to resolve the matter, Kennedy wondered aloud how difficult it might be for ordinary Americans to have their names removed if they were also mistakenly placed on the watch list. A Kennedy spokesman said the whole thing had resulted from a simple error and had not been politically motivated. Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge personally called Kennedy to make sure the situation was remedied, said a spokeswoman for Ridge's department. Dateline, Oklahoma City. An Oklahoma judge facing removal over charges that he masturbated and used the device for enhancing erections under his robes during trials said on Wednesday he would retire from the bench. Creek County District Judge Donald Thompson, 57, wrote to Oklahoma Governor Brad Henry resigning effective September 1st, a move that will allow him to retire with a full pension. A former state representative and a judge for 22 years, Thompson was accused by State Attorney General Drew Edmondson of using a penis pump to enhance erections during trials and exposing himself to a court reporter several times while masturbating on the bench. The State Court on the Judiciary has scheduled to hear a motion on Friday to suspend Thompson. The judge has denied the charges and did not refer to them in his letter of resignation. I have greatly enjoyed my public service and offer my gratitude for the public trust reposed on me during the terms I served, he said. That's all the news we have for now. You stay offensive, Filepile. I'm Afay. Good day.
Filepile Radio, answering the question, what is the sound of one pile streaming?